Okay, so this is the plan for tonight. As we said, we're talking in general about sugyas in Tumah v'Tahara, and we're trying to focus on some of the very basic and fundamental topics that come up and are relevant to the sugyas that, please God, some of us will be learning in Maseches Pesachim. And in that sense, we had an introduction. We spoke a little bit about the idea of Tumah in general and what Tumah really is, how much for the Rambam and Mor Nevuchim, if it didn't, just not going into the Mikdash, for the Ramban, for the Sfarno, for the Kuzari. It's more of like a metaphysical, kind of a spiritually dirty kind of an idea. We spoke last week about how just like in Hilchos Shabbos and in Shvius and in Nezikin, there are Avos and Toldos, so too in regards to Tumah V'Tahara, there are Avos and Toldos, that the Av gives over to the Tolda of Rishon, to a Sheni, to a Shlishi. It's sometimes called a Vlad Hatama. And we spoke about what's really the driving force behind Avos and Toldos, how much it's about, you know, what generates a Tumah and gives it over, or it's not about what generates. You can generate and be a Rishon, and you can not generate and be an Av. It's more about Dinim of Chumrah, and how Tameh you are impacts your ability to give something over. What we mentioned, and this now will begin a little bit, we mentioned in the past that, strictly speaking, for the majority of Rishonim, there's no Isser for a person to be Tameh. Strictly speaking, a person is allowed to be Tameh, with the exception of the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, before the regalim, we have to become pure. But generally speaking, for Yisrael, there's no Isser to become Tameh. The Torah tells us, beginning of Parshas Emor, that for a Kohen is a little bit different. For a Kohen, so there we say, Emor la-Kohenim, that l'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, we say that Kohanim should not become Tameh Meis. But again, normally, day-to-day, a person's allowed to be Tameh. That person who's allowed to be Tameh, so it's also mutter, if I have regular food, I'm allowed to make that food into food which is going to be tamei. So if I'm a tamei person and I have a fruit, and that fruit is a regular kind of a chulin fruit, I'm allowed to eat that fruit bituma. It's true the Gemara in chulin describes there were certain people that would try to eat it bitara, maybe you'll speak about that at some point, but in general, you're allowed to make your food tamei. However, we're going to speak a little bit tonight the idea of truma. And when you have truma, making your truma tameh. So let me give a little bit of background to what truma is. And we'll speak a little bit about how, again, even though regular food can become tameh, even though people normally are allowed to become tameh, non-kohanim, non-regalim time, non-mikdash type situations, non-nazir type situations. But in general, there is an isser to make truma tameh. So let's get a little bit of background in that. What exactly is truma? So when a person has produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, so truma is one of the mitzvot atzliyus ba'aretz. About 7 or 8 years ago, we spoke about this on Thursday nights, sugyas in Maseches Trumos. So the first thing that you separate, the first of the mitzvot ba'aretz that you really fulfill, is the mitzvah of bikurim. This week's parsha, the shivas haminim, when once they become developed to a certain amount, you take your shivas haminim and you bring them to Yerushalayim. But after that, you separate from your produce truma. What is truma? So somewhere between a 40th, a 50th, or a 60th is the more standard practice for how much you separate. Always important to remember for the math people here that a 40th is larger than a 60th, even though the number 40 is lower than the number 60. Let's try to, you know, it works out that way. You'll think about it afterwards as you're trying to fall asleep tonight. But truma, so you give over a certain amount, and that belongs to a Kohen. Truma has a particular status. Truma status, in many ways, has to be tahor. We want truma to be tahor. There's an iser to make truma tameh, and it can really only get eaten by certain people. A kohen is allowed to eat truma, and the Torah teaches us kinyan kaspo that also the kohen's wife can eat truma, the kohen's avad maybe can eat truma, other kinds of people are allowed to eat truma also. But truma, in general, we protect. Has a certain kind of kedusha. What is the source that you're not allowed to make truma tameh? What is the source? And what is the nature of that iser? What we are going to do tonight is speak about two different potential mikoros. We'll speak about one makor that comes from Bamidbar Perek Yiches, the Pasuk in Parshas Korach, and then we'll speak about another makor which is going to be relevant and close to the heart of those of us that are learning Makos and up to Daf Yadalid from Parshas Shmini. Let's begin a little bit as follows. The first potential Isser is found in Bamidbar Perek Yiches. Torah says as follows: Vaydaber Hashem el Aaron, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron, Va'ani hinei nesati lecha, I'm giving you es mishmeres trumosai. I'm giving you mishmeres trumosai. I'm giving you truma mishmeres, and on some level, apparently, it has to be protected. What does that mean? Says Rashi in his Perish and Chumash, sha'at tzarech l'shamran b'tahara. There's a need to protect tuma to make sure that tuma is going to be tahor, again, derived from the pasuk, as mishmeres trumosai. That's what we have here. The Maharal points out that you could have thought what it means is to protect non-kohanim from eating it, because there is an iser for a zar to eat it. But Rashi's chiddush, quoting from Chazal, is that not only is it, you have to not make sure a zar doesn't eat it, but you have to make sure that the truma itself stays tahora, that the truma stays tahora. Part of that idea of the mishmeres, of protecting truma, isn't just making sure that it doesn't become tameh and making it touch it, but there's also, it becomes puzzle, even this is the Gemara Maseches Pesachim, that Be'ezras Hashem, that we will see, it could become puzzle behesach hadas. That it could be if a person just lost track of the tuma for a certain amount of time, that the truma also, a person would have to be machmir, not just to protect it from becoming tame, but not to have a hesach hadas with your truma, being cognizant of it and being aware of where it is. That's part of what mishmeres means. Derech Agav, in a very beautiful piece, the Beis Halevi, Parshas Yisro, points out to the same word of mishmeres we use in regards to Torah. Ushmartim es brisi, that by Torah we often find the word mishmeres. You have it in Shmos and Lamed Dalet also. He pointed to the same idea of mishmeres as true with Talmud Torah. We want to protect Torah, but a lot of the goal of Torah, of mishmeres, is no hesach hadas. The relationship to Torah should also be that we're cognizant of it all the time. Maybe what Salvation referred to as a latent awareness, but at least we're cognizant of it in many ways. The idea that's one pasuk, one makar, mishmeres trumosai. Let's talk about that makar for a little bit, then we'll speak about the second makar, and then we'll speak a little bit about why we have two makars. This pasuk of mishmeres trumosai, so is that an iser d'oraisa, or is that a din d'rabanan? Is that a din d'oraisa, or a din d'rabanan? So Rashi in Meseches Gidin, andaf nun beis amabeis, Rashi in Meseches Gidin, andaf nun beis amabeis, so in the context of a sugya about hezek she'eno nikar, that is not our topic for now so much. But Rashi there, the simple pshat of the Gemara, seems to think it's only an Isser Durabanan. That this pasuk is only asering with an Isser Durabanan to make Truma Tameh, but Mida Oraisa would not be that much of a problem. However, as the Rashba points out there in Gidin, this is a bit of a chiddush. The pashtus is that this is a din de Oraisa, and Rashi himself in Gidin, and Daf Samech Aleph, in the context of Challah, quotes this pasuk in the Mefurash, it's a din d'oraisa. So the more mainstream view, even though the Gemara and Gittin in one place sounds like it's a din d'rabanan, the more mainstream view is that this halacha, about making sure truma doesn't become tameh, midin, mishmeres, trumosai, is a din d'oraisa. What's the nature of this din d'oraisa? Assuming it's an iser d'oraisa, what's the nature of this iser d'oraisa? So many achronim are choker the following chakira. You have this, Rav Asher Weiss has this in Michas Asher, Yitzchak Saratskin has this, the Gevuras Yitzchak, both in Meiser Sheni and in Trumos, I believe, Rav Lachanan and Kovit Shirim in Psachim, if you learn these Gemaras, Gemara Rashi, Rav Lachanan, so you will come across a similar kind of, I mean, it's not a thing to do, but I don't judge, do your thing, but you will, you'll come across a similar kind of an idea. Try to understand what's the real Isser of Mishmeres Trumosai. What exactly is behind this iser? They ask it in the following way. Is it a din? Is it a din in the Kedusha of Truma? Is it a din in the Kedusha of Truma that the Kedusha of Truma needs to be protected from becoming Tameh? That certain things are so Kadosh, we don't want them to become Tameh. We don't want Tumah, something which is Kadosh, like Truma. That's one Mahalach. The other mahalach is that maybe the iser isn't really about truma becoming tamei, but rather about a different halacha. The din is you can only eat truma betahara. You can only eat truma betahara. So maybe the real problem is that if you are making truma tamei, you now won't be able to eat it. So what's really the iser? Is the iser that it's a problem to make truma tamei? Or is the iser that if you make it tameh, you won't be able to eat it? What's the nafkamina? Why does it matter? Does this pasuk only teach me you can't be metameh truma? What about, am I allowed to be mafsid truma in some other way? What would be the din if I destroyed the truma in a different way? I wasn't mitame it, I destroyed it in a bit of a different way. What would be the halacha? So Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Yud Gimel seems to be mistopic about this point. Tosfos in Psachim on Daf Yud Gimel seems to be mistopic in terms of what exactly the halacha is about this. Rashi in Sukkah, some point out, seems to hold that it would be an Isser d'oraisa to destroy Truma in any way, not just to be metame yet, to be mafsa Truma. The Tosfos, the Rash, many of us are connected to him, the Tosfos Rashba in Psachim on Daf Yud Gimel, the Rash Mishans, quotes a shita of, I believe, Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Chidushi Haran in Psachim on Daf Yud Gimel quotes this also, that in fact there's no Isser d'oraisa. The Isser d'oraisa is only to be metame Truma. There's no Isser to be mafsa Truma mi d'oraisa. There's no Isser mi d'oraisa to be mafsa Truma. Maybe Isser d'rabbanan, no Isser d'oraisa. What the machlokes is based on? If the Isser is just, I have to protect the Kedusha of Truma, I can't be metame it. So then that day in the Tosfos Shantz makes a lot of sense. The Isser's only being metame it, but I'm allowed to be mafsid it if I want to be mafsid it, at least be d'oraisa. But if the Isser is so that you could eat it, so the same way that Tumah prevents me from being able to eat it, so too if I am mafsid that Truma in a different way, I also won't be able to eat it. So that chakira is the issue more about tuma, or is the issue a din in tuma being a bizoy for the truma, or is it more so that I could eat it, may have that nafkamina. Clarity as a whole, for those that are holding one. Okay. There is a second nafkamina. This Rosh Weiss points out, as do I believe some others, in a ritva and Shabbos on Daf Tari Aleph and Beis. Tari Aleph Mabez is a very important sugya for this. Very important for the sugya. It's a very important me'iri that we'll talk about maybe later a little bit. And Rich has the following question. How much truma do I have to be metame in order to violate this iser? How much truma do I have to be metame in order to violate the iser? Do we say any amount is a violation of the iser? Or do we say you have to be metame a kezayis? You have to be metame a kezayis of truma to violate this iser. What's the lundus? All dine achila, most dine achila, the shear is a shear of kezayis. The shear is a shear of kezayis. That, how much matzah do I have to eat? A kezayis of matzah. Dinim of achila always are a shear of kezayis. So if the nature of the iser to be metame truma is that if you're metame it, now you can't eat it, so what's the amount that we're makbed on? A kezayis. Because the whole Isser is about facilitating the mitzvah of eating truma. Since the mitzvah is a kezayis, the Isser is to be metame a kezayis. But if you understand that the Isser is not in order to be able to eat truma, but the Isser is a bizoy of truma, if truma becomes tame, that we're denigrating the tuma if it becomes tame, so then it could be that even kol shu of truma that becomes tame is a bizoy of the truma. Even just a little bit is a bizoy of the truma. So that's the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai. We saw that Rashi quotes that. Tosfos quotes that pasuk also in Pesachim and Daf Yud Gimel. But Rashi quotes that pasuk, Mishmeres Trumosai, that you can't be metame truma. Does that extend also to being mafsid truma or just being metame truma? Is it a shear, a kolshu, or a kezayis? So it may be based on a fundamental question, what's the nature of that Isser? Is that Isser that you're not allowed to be metamiyat because Truma's kadosh, you can't be metamiyat? Or is it Isser that I have to be able to eat Truma, and if I metamiyat, memela, I won't be able to eat it? That's part of the discussion. I'll point out there, Chagav, there's a very famous Tshuva Avne Miluim on this topic. It's just good to know. Maybe we'll speak about this a different time. I don't know when. But when we learn Trumos, I think it's the one share I didn't upload from that. Who cares? The Avne Miluim has a chiddush. In general, there's a machlokas we've shown him about Ein Mevatlin. It's a point in bracket. It gets great if not, don't worry about it at all. There's an Isser of Ein Mevatlin, Isser L'chachila. That when you have an Isser of Bittel, the majority sometimes can nullify a minority, or a 60 it can nullify, you know, can 60 can nullify one. So there's a machlokas we've shown him is Ein Mevatlin, Isser L'chachila, Adin D'Oraisa, or Adin D'Rabbanan. Who says you can't l'chachila go and mevatel something? Take two pieces of kosher, one not, mix it all together and eat it. Who says you can't do it? D'oraisa or d'rabbanan? The Avne Miluim maintains that even if in general, ein mevatel iser l'chachila is only a din d'rabbanan, not so when it comes to truma. With truma, it could be a din d'oraisa because of mishmeres trumosai. I have to protect my truma, and therefore you're not allowed to be mevatel it. whether or not that's based on this chakira. So you can think about that once the 140th, 160th gets covered. You'll think about that tonight also. It'll all be good. There is, however, a second potential pasuk. So we saw that truma is a gift to a kohen. The kohen has it. Ideally, it's tahor. If it's tahor, he's allowed to eat it, and it's all good. And we saw that the kohen, there's a din. We saw the first makar, mishmeres trumosai. You're not allowed to be metame truma. The nature of the iser we spoke about a little bit. There is a second iser. Second iser is a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. We're speaking here about, is it Shmini? We're already I think it's in Shmini. Ushloshim yom ushloshes yom im teisha. Could be Tazria? Tazria. It says beginning of Tazria. Is that what it is? Yeah. Anyone remember a Parsha here? Good. Yes. Look at that. I think they say Nechama Leibowitz, but always make fun of yeshiva guys that the only time they ever knew the pasuk was when it was their bar mitzvah parsha. Is that possible? I don't know. I mean, for my bar mitzvah parsha, that would be uniquely embarrassing, being that it's... But Tumas Yoledes is the beginning of Parsha Tazria. That much I think I know. Parsha Tumas Yoledes is kind of the Tumas Yoledes, talking about a person who's Tame. The Torah says, Bichol Kodesh Lo... Or read the Torah, Bichol Kodesh Lo Siga. That not touching Kodesh... All which is kodesh, do not touch. Some of us learned the Gemara in Makos Andaf Yedalid, speaking about this. Those of us that didn't, so at least we saw it in Tzvachim Andaf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara quotes a little bit of a Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What's the status? Wonders the Gemara if a tummy person touches kodesh. Kodesh here we're talking about kachem. Isn't there kedusha everywhere in the world? The answer is maybe, but there's something called kachim. So a tummy person who touches kachim, what's that status? Do they get malchus or not? Reish Lakish says you are loka. Rabbi Yochanan says that you're not loka. What's pshat in Rabbi Yochanan? Hare, doesn't it say it's a mefurish lav in the Torah? So we're holding a lot in Makos, and we're all over them. The Makos, yes. So we won't talk about it, but whatever you learned in Bekiyas is amazing. So Reish Lakish says, you're loka. The Pasuk says, Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Eino loka. How come I don't get Malkus? Hahi Bitrumaksiv. Hahi Bitrumaksiv. Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga is a Pasuk not about Kachim, but rather it's relevant to Truma. Relevant to Truma. Ezra Hashem will speak at one point in Chorus Man about, or one point, maybe even next week, we'll speak about the idea of touching, of being metame kachim and its relationship to truma. But at least right now, we look at that, that's referring to truma. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is how we bederach klal paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you touch truma, so you violate an iser of bechol kodesh lo siga. What's the nature of that iser? Do you get malkos for violating that iser? So if I would have just read the Gemara, I would have said, for sure, yes. Rabbi Yochanan says that Pasuk teaches me you get Malkus by Kachim. Reish Lakish says it's not talking about Kachim, it's talking about Truma. Sorry, Reish Lakish says you get Malkus. B'chol Kodesh Lo Siga. Rabbi Yochanan says it's not talking about Malkus, it's talking about Truma. So I would have thought that Pasuk, which Reish Lakish used to teach me you get Malkus for touching Kachim, Rabbi Yochanan would say you get Malkus for touching Truma, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan would teach me that if I touch Truma, a tummy person who touches Truma, that person gets Malkus. Rashi and Tosfos and Zvachim and Daflam and Gimel seem to hold that way. That a person who touches Truma, that person gets Malkus midin this iser of Bichol Kodesh Lo Siga. That they get it for that reason. That's the opinion of Rashi, Tosfos and Zvachim. Tosfos, however, in Makos, if you're on Daf Yadalit and you learn Tosfos, so aside from the fact that you learn relatively quickly, it is you came across the fact that Tosfos there in Meseches Makos points out that they disagree with this. That when Yochanan says that he the true Maksiv, he's talking about something a little bit different. He doesn't really think you get full blown Makos for touching Tachuma, because if you did, something very odd would happen, which is that Rabbi Yochanan would be more machmir with Truma than with Kachim. He would say that if you touch Kachim, you don't get Malkos, but if you touch Truma, you do get Malkos. That would be relatively odd. Therefore, it must be, says Tosfos, that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't think you get Malkos by Truma. He doesn't think you really get Malkos by Truma. He reads the pasuk a little bit differently. Parentheses, I think the Meiri explains that why would I think that Truma is more machmir than Kachim? For a counterintuitive reason, but says the Meiri, there's a greater chashash of you eating truma bituma, and therefore, if this iser also is connected to achila, maybe like the other iser, so then the chashash would be by truma were more machmir because there's more of a chashash to eat chumah b'tumah than that you would eat kachim b'tumah. How come? Because kachim's in the mikdash, the kohanim are there, kohanim's reason hain, they're very responsible. There's more of a concern there. Closed parentheses. So we have like this. We have one pasuk of mishmeres trumosai. We have another pasuk of bichol kodesh lo siga. Mishmeres trumosai, pashas din doraisa. We spoke about the nature of that iser protecting the tumah. There's a second iser of chol kodesh lo siga. That's also an iser about truma, according to Rabbi Yochanan, which is how we paskin. And Rabbi Yochanan said, "Macholkas harishonim, do you give malchus or not?" Simple pshat, Tovus and Malchus. The Rambam, I believe, paskins like this also, that you do not get malchus for touching truma. That's that. Section 3. We learned a little bit about truma and the pasuk mishmeres trumosai. We learned a little bit about v'chol kodesh lo siga, but now we have a very, very intriguing question. This is a question which is asked by the Sefer Beis Yitzchak. It's a Sefer which is asked in a decently, I think, well-known tshuva in the sugya of making tshuva tameh. It's a decently well-known tshuva. Put things in context. Not a God express moment. But it's a tshuva of the Achiezer, Chaim Ozer. Chaim Ozer and Tshuva Achiezer. There is a tshuva, I believe. I'm embarrassed to say this right now. I think there's an important tshuva this week, the Eish, about this, but I didn't look at it inside. I didn't have the time tonight, so Kosh Baruch Hu should. I don't even know what. Forgive me. It is Elul after all. Is it Chai Elul still? Because that would be good. Then there's extra schus to get forgiven. Okay, whatever. The Achronim ask a question, which is, why do I need two psukim? Why don't we have two psukim that are be'etzem teaching me the exact same halacha? What's the pshat? Why do I have two psukim teaching this for me? So if I hold like Reish Lakish, that Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga is really talking about Kachim, so maybe I don't have this question. Because it's talking about Kachim, it's not talking about Trum. I have one pasuk about Trum, it's called Mishmeres Trumosai. But according to B'Yochanan, don't I seem to have two psukim? One pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga, another pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai. Why exactly do I have to have two psukim teaching me that you can't be metame, truma? So we'll mention two ideas. One idea. I believe that there are some achronim who point out. I can't tell you. I'm 1,000% convinced this is mukhrach all the way. I can't tell you I'm 1,000% convinced of that. But that perhaps the Rambam in truth really works off of the pasuk of Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. And the Rambam reinterprets Mishmeres Trumosai, that for the Rambam, the pasuk of Mishmeres Trumosai is actually used only in very limited circumstances, and the Rambam does not formulate that pasuk as actually describing an iser of a tamei person being metame truma. That actually, there's no real, for the Rambam, maybe there's really only one marker called Kodesh Lo Siga, and maybe Mishmeres Trumosai for the Rambam is being used in different ways. In fact, when the Rambam quotes the iser, of being metame, truma, so what the Rambam writes is, if I can find it here, great, if not, it's not all good, just it is. The Rambam writes, I think it's in Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Trumos, when it was Rambam. The Rambam writes Perek Yud Beis, Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam writes that, Asur letame sa truma b'shalat Yisrael, kishar hakachim, the Rambam always emphasizes, and it says at the end, about lo liga, but it sounds like the Rambam may really work off that pasuk. But the simple pshat is that there's two really psukim. There's Mishmeres Trumosai and Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga. Rashi seems to interpret that both of those psukim talking about not being metame someone, not being metame truma. So why would there be two psukim? So there are achronim that suggest more or less the following idea. It relates to a Meiri on Daf Tari Aleph and Shabbos. The Beis Yitzchak and the Achiezer say in slightly different ways. But here's a way you find this a little bit in the Achiezer. And some other achronim, we'll try and say it out clearly. Mishmeres Trumosai and Bechol Kodesh Lo Siga are talking about two different forms of being metame truma. Mishmeres Trumosai may include and be more sweeping. That Mishmeres Trumosai is that you protecting and ensuring truma doesn't become tame. That may apply whether or not you touch the truma directly. The way that some achronim say it out, if I would take something and I would throw it on something which is tamei, I take my truma and throw it on something which is tamei. I never touch tum at all, but mishmeres trumosai mean any way in which you facilitate a truma to become tamei, that may be a violation of mishmeres trumosai, that even though you didn't touch it directly, if you facilitate the tuma, then it's considered to be usur. But if the item was already tame, there wouldn't be this isser. I protected from coming tame. If it already became tame, maybe this isser wouldn't really apply. Maybe it wouldn't apply the same way. Uvichal kodesh lo siga, the pasuk of vichal kodesh lo siga, maybe that teaches me something else. Maybe that, interestingly enough, is not a din, and you're not allowed to cause truma to become tame, but rather it's a din that you can't, if you're tame, you can't touch. Again, the Meiri may not be like this. That's what I'm explaining. If you're tame, you can't touch truma. It's not about causing tuma even. Has to be done biyadayim. If you're tame and you touch it, and you're metame, you violate the iser. But part of the chiddush may be, the Sefer Taras HaKodesh in Zvachim and daf Lamigimel, it could be that you violate the iser if you touch truma, even if you're not making a tame. Even if I'm not making a tame. What's an example? Two possible examples. Number one, the Ritva in Nida on Daf Vav Mebeis seems to question the following. If the item is already tame, and then I touch it, did I violate the Isser of Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga? Mishmeres Chumosai Lechorai didn't violate because it already became tame. If Bechal Kodesh Lo Siga means not an Isser to make it tame, but you're not allowed to touch it if you are tame, so then it's Truma Tameya. It doesn't matter. It's not an Isser of creating Tuma. It's an Isser that if you're tame, you can't touch Truma. In which case, even if it was Usser, the Ritva says, even if it was Tame, could be you're not allowed to touch it. Because the Isser is not about making it Tame. The Isser is you're not allowed to touch it. That's the Pshat in the Pasuk. We call Kodesh Lo Siga. You can't touch it. The Taurus HaKodesh has it in the other direction. In order for food to become tame, it requires something called hechsher tuma. You have to get it wet with one of the seven liquids we'll speak about in Maseches Machshirin. You have to get it wet, biratzon, in order for food to become tame. Says Taurus HaKodesh, let's say you're a tame person. Can I touch truma that never got wet? When I touch it, I'm not going to make it tame. But says the Taurus HaKodesh, but when I touch it though, I'm touching truma. And maybe the real iser is touching truma. Maybe the real iser is touching truma. So like this, when you have an item, I have my truma tahora, and a person touches it and makes it tame, at that very moment they violate two isurim. B'chol kodesh lo siga mishmeres trumosai. But sometimes you'll only violate one, and sometimes you'll only violate the other. If I make it tame, but not by touching it, that's mishmeres trumosai. Have to protect it from not becoming tame. If I'm not making it tame, but I'm touching it, that's the kodesh lo siga. That's not mishmeres trumosai. So what we saw the following tonight. Even though a person normally is allowed to become tame, it's all good, except for a kohen, a nazir, a yisrael, around the regalim. Even though in general, and even though food is allowed to become tame, truma, there's an iser to make truma tame. Two potentially sur, mishmeres trumosai, Rashi writes in Chumash, iser to make it tame, Tobus and Pesachim quote that also, iser to make it tame, is that an iser d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Sounds in a Gemara and Gittin, one Rashi, it's only iser d'rabbanan, the postures of Rashi later on in Gittin and the Rashba, is that it's an iser d'oraisa. What's the nature of that iser? Is the iser so that I'll be able to eat it? Or that truma is so kadosh that I can't be metame it to protect the truma. We have a second pasuk in Makos Yudal and Zvachim Lamegimel, Parsh Tazria, called Kodesh Lo Siga. That maybe Rabbi Yochanan says refers to truma. Do I get Malkos for that? That seems to be a Machokas Harishonim. Why do I need two pasukim? So it's possible for the Rambam I only really have one pasuk. That pasuk being Bichol Kodesh Lo Siga. It's possible for Reish Lakish I also only have one pasuk. Mishmeres Trumosai. But for those, the pastures that have both psukim, so why do I have both psukim? Because mishmeres trumosai is about making sure truma doesn't become tame. What's Bichol Kodesh Lo Siga about? Bichol Kodesh Lo Siga is about touching truma whether you're making it tummy or not. This has some implications for a machlokas tanayim that Be'ezra Hashem we'll see a little bit of Mesachas Pesachim, which relates to what's the status of being metami truma that is going to be destroyed anyway. What's the din if I have truma, which is currently maybe a sheni latruma, and I can do certain things that will raise its intensity, that'll make it now a rishon. Is that a problem or not? So a lot of those discussions in the Gemara are going to relate to some of the things that we learned here. Maybe something we'll speak about it. Either way, have a wonderful rest of your evening.